Well, for more, we can speak to the New Yorker's Jason Zengerle. He's also the author of Hated by All the Right People, Tucker Carlson and the Unraveling of the Conservative Mind. Jason, thank you for speaking to Scoop. First question, I guess, could you foresee this happening, this falling out between Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson?
Yeah, you could, because it's not the first time this has happened. I mean, Tucker's relationship with Trump has been a bit of a roller coaster over the last three decades, as you pointed out. The degree to which the falling out has occurred and the severity with which Tucker is now denouncing Trump, I think that's a little surprising. But the fact that they've fallen out, I mean, as recently as, you know, 4 years ago, they had fallen out. So that itself isn't necessarily anything new.
Yeah. What do you think about this flurry of interest on both sides of the Atlantic about what Tucker Carlson thinks? I mean, with the BBC and The Economist, we're interviewing him before he had said he regretted voting for Trump. Should we be preparing for a 2028 presidential run by Tucker Carlson?
It does seem like he's preparing for that. He seems to be setting himself up for something. And I think that, you know, explains some of the forcefulness of his denunciations of Trump. I mean, look, this has been obviously prompted by the war in Iran. And Tucker, there has been one sort of consistent thing with him over the past two decades, and that is his opposition to American adventurism abroad. And that was one of the reasons he was supporting Trump, as he thought Trump was an America firster. So the fact that Trump has done this, you can see why Trump would be angry, or why Tucker would be angry. And you can see Tucker, you know, viewing this as possibly an opening for him to run in 28 and to inherit that mantle of isolationism.